Amos and Andy. As we go over to the home of the George Kingfish Stevens, we find that they're having a very trying day. Sapphire is trying to get some money from her husband, and the Kingfish is trying to discourage it. It seems that Sapphire is sadly in need of some new clothes.
George, I gotta have some new clothes.
Yeah, well, stop being extravagant. Do you realize last year, just on clothes alone, you spent
$11? $11? When I walk into a meeting at the Women's Auxiliary, I'm ashamed. I'm the worst looking one there.
Yeah, well, why don't you go to the beauty shop and get a facial? That'll live you all day.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about clothes. After I finish with my housework, I work like a dog at the Women's Auxiliary. And I got to go there almost every day to attend a meeting.
Well, I got $35 in my pocket that I got to pay our rent with. I can give you that to buy some clothes, but if you get the clothes, you ain't going to have no place to hang them. I know that much.
Listen, George, I ought to have some accessories or something. Other women have pocketbooks to match their shoes.
Yeah, well, what do you want with cracked patent leather pocketbook now? Why do you want that?
George, every woman likes clothes.
Well, last summer I bought you a two-piece sport outfit.
Two-piece sport outfit? What could I do with a pair of tennis shoes?
Well, it's great for tennis, in case you get on a yacht or any of that stuff.
The only thing you bought me in the last year was a pair of flats that was 8 inches too short for me.
Well, they were supposed to be short. They was called peddlers.
And I know the peddler you bought them from, too.
Well, they don't use to argue about it. You ain't going to buy nothing till I get more money coming in. I go into the office now and write to my congressman.
Write your congressman? You done written 5 times now. He ain't going to increase your unemployment check.
Well, don't you buy nothing. If you do, it'll be over my dead body.
And that wouldn't be a bad deal, neither.
Come in, Kingfish, come in.
Well, hello, Henry. Her house burned to a crisp.
Is that so? What's the matter?
Oh, me and my wife had an argument this morning. She wanted to buy some clothes and accessories and stuff, and I told her she couldn't do it. So I went back home a few minutes ago, and I found this package on the hall table. I opened it, and she done bought an alligator pocketbook.
Oh, the way women waste money, it's just a case of gross negligee.
Yeah, it's worse than that. I take it back to the store, but I don't know what store it come from. But I ain't going to let her keep it, I know that much.
Yes, women's clothes is quite expensive. My wife went out and bought a pink satin slip for
$12. $12?
Yes, imagine spending $12 for something that she's always afraid is going to be showing.
You got trouble with your wife, too, huh?
Oh, yes. She went out yesterday and bought a bathing suit for a ridiculous figure.
Yeah, my wife done lost her shape, too. I know where it is. But I tell you what, I ain't going to let my wife disobey me and buy no pocketbook. What do you think this here thing's worth? Here, I'll unwrap it here. Take a look at the thing here.
Well, when it comes to handbags, I ain't no connoisseur. But if that's real, genuine alligator, it ought to be worth at least $5.
Wait a minute here. Our friend Andy's got a new gal that he met last week. I'll sell it to him so he can give it to his gal. I'll play safe and charge him $7. Well, come in, Andy.
I got your phone call to drop over, Kingfish. What's up?
Well, I want to say goodbye to you, old boy. You ain't going to see much of me no more, Andy. Look like I'm heading for Egypt.
Egypt?
Yeah, the River Nile, alligator country.
Wait a minute. You can swim in the Harlem River. There ain't no alligators in there.
No, you don't understand, Andy. I is now an importer for the River Nile Alligator Pocketbook Company. Offices in Harlem and Egypt. Each year I spend 6 months in Egypt, 6 months here, and 6 months traveling. See,
well, what kind of work you going to do?
Oh, importer for genuine alligator pocketbook. Well, I've got my first one in today. Here, it is right here.
Oh, gee. Say, that's pretty.
Brand new. Never been touched by human hands. Only the alligator hands been on there. You see, this pocketbook is the choice part of the skin. You only get one for alligator. It comes right off the stomach.
Sure.
You see, an alligator's got a pouch like a kangaroo, so you just cut the pouch off, put a zipper on it, and there you is. Right there.
Well, tell me this, Kingfish. How much is they?
Oh, you wouldn't be interested in nothing like this. This is the latest pocketbook. You ain't got no gal. You won't make crazy about you, nothing like that, is you?
Well, now, the funny part of it is, I is.
You don't mean to tell me. Is she the wild animal type?
Well, she got a leopard coat.
Well, leopard and alligator get along fine. They're both dead. They're going to love each other. They ain't going to fight.
How much you want for it?
Well, in Egyptian money, they sell for 12 and a half dromedaries apiece. But the price changes from minute to minute there, you see.
Well, what do you think they sell for right now?
Well, there's no way of telling. There's 5 hours difference in time over there, you see.
12 and a half dromedaries apiece, huh?
Yeah, of course, that's FOB the Suez Canal. And then, of course, the tariff, then there's the import taxes, and the custom duty is pretty heavy. But it just happens that the president of the company is over here now, just got in, Prince Ally Ben Hogan. He skipped all the taxes on it, you see. It just happened that he had this one in his turban, and he come by plane, he was a pound and a half overweight, and that's about 90 cents extra, that's all there.
Well, wait a minute. What is the price of the alligator bag the way it is now?
Well, if you pick one up in the Suez Canal, it's $5. 90 cents excess weight. Egypt tax sales is 30 cents. Brings it up to $7. Of course, the government, though, is asking us to be patriotic and make a 10% slash, so that brings it to 770. I'll let you have that.
Yeah, well, I want to be patriotic, all right. But I ain't got but $5.
Well, don't say nothing in Egypt about this, but you can have it for $5. Go ahead.
Oh, great, great, Kingfish. Give me the bag. You know what I'm going to do? I'll give it to my gal's mama to get in good with her.
Yeah, well, if you ever drop over to Egypt, Andy, look me up. So long, old boy.
Joyce, dear, what happened to that package that was on the hall table?
Young woman, I was going to learn you a lesson.
What do you mean?
I told you this morning that you couldn't buy nothing, so you went out here and went over my head and bought a genuine alligator bag. Now, you ain't going to get away with it. I done sold that alligator bag to Andy for $5. Now, let that be a lesson to you.
You big dummer. That bag didn't belong to me. It belongs to Miss Williams upstairs. And there wasn't nobody in her apartment, and the delivery man asked me if he could leave it here for her. And a genuine alligator bag cost $50.
Holy mackerel. I gotta get that bag back from Andy before he finds out what it's worth.
You get that bag back or I'll break every bone in your head.
Oh, me. Trouble with my wife again. Always trouble with her. I ought to listen to my folks when I was young, because I remember
my mama done told me when I was in knee pain. My mama done told me
that she a woman of sweet talk can give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced,
so right, mother,
or worry something, who leave you to sing the blues?
The blues in the night.
Right.
Now the rains are falling,
here
the train are calling, hooey.
My mama done told me.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the Tassalooey.
Yep, my mama done told me.
I'm hooey da hooey. Oh, clickety clacker, echoing back the blues.
The blues in the night.
Importers has got to fill out a government form here.
Yeah, well, here's a pencil. What is the form, King?
Got it right here. Say at the top, United States Bureau of Smuggling, Alligator Division. Now, the first line here say, name of guilty party. How you spell your name, Andy?
Capital A-N-D. Hey, wait a minute. Did I hear the word guilty in there someplace?
Hey, see, Andy, the government has done found out all the Egyptian alligator bags in this country that have been smuggled in, and they want the names of the guilty customers that bought them. That's what it was.
Well, now, wait a minute here. You was the one who sold me that alligator bag. You was the importer.
I was the exporter.
Well, it don't make no difference. You're porting it around from one place to the other, ain't you?
Yeah, well, now, let me put out the rest of the smuggling form here about you. Next line, say prison. Name your preference. Name your preference there. Now, why don't you put on Alcatraz, because when you get out, you can retire right in California. See what I mean?
Well, when is that coming out?
Getting out? Let's see. The next question might give you something to work on there. Say here, estimated age of man who purchased an alligator bag at time of his release. Add 20 years to present age.
You know something? I ought to get out of town.
I don't think you're going to have time to run away, Andy. I got it at the grapevine that the smuggling department makes the arrest in alphabetical order. And the fact that alligator starts with A, that puts you right top of the list, eh?
I want to tell you something, Kingfish. If ever I get out of this thing, I ain't never going to buy nothing again unless it's made out of zebra.
Well, now, look, man. You is a pretty good friend of mine. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You give me the bag, I'll give you the $5 you done paid me for it, and I'll just tell the smoking department that I don't remember who I done sold the bag, but that's what I tell them.
Oh, great, Kingfish. You was a pal. I got the bag here in the drawer. Here it is. That's a pretty bag, too.
Well, hi there, fellow.
Hello, Amos. Hello, come in. Close the door, quick.
Amos, how about you coming back in about 10 minutes? We're right in the middle of a big deal.
Oh, sure, I'll drop back. Say, that's sure a good-looking bag you got there. Where'd you get it, Anna?
It was smuggled into the country. Don't say nothing to nobody, though. Don't say a word.
Smuggled? Why would you smuggle it in? I'll drop back in a couple of minutes, Amos, and I'll be ready to talk to you then.
All right, fellas. Well, I'll get the... Hey, that's an alligator bag, too, ain't it?
Yeah, well...
Mind your own business, Amos. Now, Amos, we is in the middle of a personal business deal. Will you please get out?
All right, I'll go.
But you know, Andy, that bag looks like genuine alligator. And if it is, they're selling them in downtown here in New York for $50. Well, I don't want to
tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've always had my cards on the table with you, but now I'm going to turn them face up so you can see what I'm talking about. Now, that bag belongs to the woman that lives upstairs over us, and I got to get it back to her.
I don't believe that story neither. I'm going to take the bag over and give it to my gal's mama. Well, I hope Carolina's mama's at home. This pocketbook will get me in solid. Hello there, Miss Adams.
What you want around here, you lazy, no-good bum?
Mrs. Adams, I brung you presents here.
You dear boy. Why, come right in.
Yeah, thank you.
A present for me? I must open it and see what's in it.
Oh, yeah, I admire you, Mom. You see, I never had a mama of my own. I come from a very poor family.
Oh, Andy, a lovely bag.
Oh, it's nothing. Just a beautiful, expensive alligator pocketbook.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, I'll tell you how you can repay me, Mom.
What a exquisite bag.
Mom, dear, would you mention to your daughter that I ain't such a bad guy after all?
Certainly I will, Andy.
And would you tell her that I am thoughtful and all that stuff?
Of course I will, Andy.
When are you going to tell her?
As soon as she comes back from her honeymoon. She was married last night.
She was married last night?
Take your hand off that bag, you no-good bum.
In other words, Andy, you don't give the bag to the girl's mama not knowing that the girl was married.
Yeah. Now, if I can get the bag back, I'll sell it back to you for what I paid for it.
Well, here's our lawyer, LaGuardia's office. Let's go in and see if he can tell us how to get the bag back.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, LaGuardia. Oh, you got somebody in the office, huh?
Just a minute, boys. You say you want the marriage enough.
Yes, it's been a horrible mistake, and it took me 10 years to find it out.
Now, you ain't got nothing to worry about, because, you see, with me on the case, it'll be a cinch. I'll meet you in court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Who is that?
My wife.
And, LaGuardia, you gonna handle the case, huh?
Yeah, that gal is in a mess, man. Yeah, I got to be in the judge's chambers at 12 o'clock noon anyway.
Yeah, what's going on there then?
I'm getting married.
Well, why are you getting married so soon again?
Oh, you ought to see all the washing that's piled up at home.
you going to get married for that reason. Now, we didn't mean to walk in on you while you were so busy.
No, I'm going every minute now. Yes, I'm busy all the time.
A lot of crime going on, huh?
I've got to go in court today on a second story case.
Second story case?
Yeah, I had my client in court yesterday, and the judge didn't believe the story I told him, so I got to think up a second one.
Well, now, listen, LaGuardia. Like I told you over the telephone, I aim to give the pocketbook to the gal's mama. We won't get it back from her, because I got to give it to the woman that belongs to that lives upstairs over us.
Yeah, well, listen, now, why don't you go over to the woman's house, Kingfish? Play like you is a Secret Service agent. Arrest Andy Brown as a smuggler right in front of the woman. He play on her sympathy. And maybe, through the goodness of her heart, he'll give the bag back to Andy and everybody be in the clear.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go in the house first as the secret agent.
Yeah, now here's an old pair of handcuffs see, that you can use. And take this old gun along. It ain't loaded. That client of mine used it at night to scare people with.
You know, Kingfish, this sounds like it's going to work. It's all right.
Yeah, well, now, Andy, look here. After I get in there and I start talking to the woman, you come in about a minute or two later.
Yeah.
Now, I'll hide in the room somewhere. Then, when you come in, I'll make the arrest and we'll break the woman's heart.
Yeah. Now, well, I got to hop in my car and take a trip tonight. See, I'm going up to Sing Sing. Meet a fellow that's getting out at midnight.
Midnight? Hmm? Ain't that kind of a funny time for the warden to let a prisoner out?
The warden don't know he's leaving.
Well, I certainly hope this works. Good afternoon. I was looking for Mrs. Adams.
Hi, Mrs. Adams. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much. I will. Mrs. Adams, I was here to tell you that one of the most dangerous criminals in the world is loose in this neighborhood. And we have been advised by our home office that he is on the way up here right now.
Who is he?
Who is that? I was with the FBI, the Federal Bureau of the Institution. That's who I was.
Do you have credentials?
Credentials? Yeah. I got them, too. I got around here somewhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, here's my card.
There's nothing on the card.
Yeah, you see, I was a Secret Service agent. They won't let us put a name on the thing. That's the trouble.
Oh, I see.
Now, Ms. Adams, I was looking for a bad criminal charged with smuggling, and this is an alligator case.
What's that got to do with me?
Tell me this. I want to ask you one question. You done swore to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm going to ask you right now. Did any man ever give you an alligator pocketbook?
Yes, I got one as a gift from Mr. Brown.
Brown? Not the B-R-O-W-N.
Andy Brown.
Andy Brown. Sure, that's the name. Well, I ain't got my papers with us. You see, we burn everything when we go into action. That's what we do.
Well, what about Mr. Brown?
Mrs. Adams, our office just got a tip on Mr. Brown. He's coming out here, and I got to hide behind your curtains and capture him dead or alive.
Dead or alive?
Yes, we've tried everything, but we find those two is the two best ways of doing it.
And you're famous. Not dead.
Boy, hey, wait a minute. That must be Smuggler Brown now. Hey, listen, you go let him in, but don't say nothing. I'll hide behind the curtains here in the parlor, and then you bring him in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Miss Adams. Looks like the coast is clear.
Come in, Andy.
Yeah, I'll put on my shoes. You see, I don't want to leave no footprints no place.
Won't you come into the parlor?
Yeah. Excuse me if I keep turning around, look over my shoulder, but I was a little shy of FBI men. Great bunch of boys, but I was too smart for them.
Come in, Andy.
Well, as I was saying, Miss Adams, there's a bunch of hot alligators that just got in town, and I want to tell you...
Reach for the ceiling, Brown. Your FBI is on the air. Put it up.
Holy Moses. Holy Moses.
Mrs. Adams, show me open windows. The door locked.
Don't move, Brown. Stand where you is, Brown, and don't take off those shoes. We got you.
Oh, me, I was cornered.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, take it easy, Miss Adams. I'll fix him so he can't do no damage. Let me get out my handcuffs here. I'll handcuff ourselves together, and in case he escapes, I'll escape with him.
Yes. Yes, for goodness sake, get him handcuffed, quick.
Well, first I'll snap the handcuff on my own wrist. And now the other one. Well, Brown, you was a pretty helpless guy, now.
Excuse me, Chief, but you got both handcuffs on yourself.
Excuse me, Miss Adams. Will you hold this gun a minute, dear?
Oh, dear me. The revolver.
Oh, don't worry. It ain't loaded. Oh, me. Where's the key to these handcuffs?
Wait a minute, Chief. I think I got it here in my pocket.
This revolver frightens me.
Well, it ain't loaded. Go ahead and pull the trigger. Holy Moses. That's a fine thing for the FBI to send me out with. It's a good... I got a good notion to write to J. Edgar Hoover. That's what I'm going to do.
Inspector, let's get out of here before we get shot.
Yeah. What is this all about?
Mr. Brown here is a very good friend of yours. Now, he done smuggled in the alligator bag that he give you. Now, unless he gets it back, I send him to Alcatraz.
That alligator bag, my friends tell me, is worth $50. And I'm not going to give it back unless I get the money to buy another one just like it.
Now, look, Ms. Adams, tell you what I'll do. I want to help this prisoner. He's got an honest face here. I have got $40 that I got to pay my Secret Service rent with. I'll loan it to Mr. Brown if you'll give him the alligator bag back.
Well, all right, then. Give me the $40. Here's the bag.
Thank you, Ms. Adams.
I feel awful about having to part with this bag. It's the prettiest alligator bag I ever seen. Someday I hope to own another one just like it.
Well, now that Mr. Brown is free, maybe he can smuggle another one in for you. We'll work it out somewhere. Well, Sapphire, honey, I finally got the alligator bag back, and I took it upstairs and gave it to Mrs. Williams' husband.
Yes, and to think that you had to spend the rent money in order to get it back.
Well, I'll get the door, honey. Well, Miss Williams.
Hello, Miss Stevens.
Yeah, I see you got your package that come for you this morning. I left it upstairs for you.
Yes, thank you. Is anything wrong, Miss Williams?
No, Sapphire. I'm here to tell you that for the good work you've been doing for the Women's Auxiliary, we're all tipped in and bought you this alligator bag.